Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Shout glory. But we're here to magnify the Lord, to make him bigger, make him larger than anything that's going on. He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Let's put your hands together. Hallelujah. Yeah. Oh yeah. Come on, sing.
Oh, magnify
the Lord with me.
His name
together. Come on and magnify the Lord with me.
Invitation for you to know and to receive
the blessings of the Lord on today. But the Lord, let us know and give us that invitation that whosoever will, to let him come. Whosoever want more of Christ, whosoever that is not saved, whosoever need more of him, let him come. Well, we're getting ready to go before the throne of grace. Why don't you come and go with us as we go before the Lord? Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you, we praise you, we magnify your name. We thank you, dear God, for the great and for the mighty things that you have done. We thank you, dear God, for the great and the mighty things that, God, that you're going to do according to your word. God, we ask thee, Lord, this morning, God, have your way throughout this city, throughout the states, throughout the land, throughout the world. Move in this world like never before. God, we pray that souls will be saved, lives will be changed. Father, even as we preach the word of God, God, call the fire of your Holy Spirit to be manifested from heart to heart. Father, call your miraculous power to be manifested in the people's lives. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, and for this we will bless and praise thy name. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Well, we have time to call a neighbor, call a friend, and let them know that the Hour of Power broadcast is now on the air. We want to talk to you about the Word of God. We want to talk to you about a word that's going to cause your life to change. We want to talk about the Word. The Word of God said in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. We want to talk about God today, and we want to extend a great invitation to you. That invitation is, again, is whosoever will to let him come. This is the invitation that God has given to you. So today you have taken that time. You've given Christ the opportunity to renew you, to bring restoration, to bring a victory in your life. We want to talk to you not from your favorite magazine, not from the best book of the year. We want to talk about the Word of God. No, not that movie that you seen on last night. Oh, not that motion picture that you thought was so great. But we want to talk about the Word of God. And this morning, we're going to come from Matthew, the 22nd chapter. The 22nd chapter of Matthew. And we're going to begin at that first verse. And Jesus answered and spoke to them again by parables and said, the kingdom of heaven is like to a certain king which made a marriage for his son and sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden to the wedding, and they would not come. Again, he sent forth other servants, saying, tell them which are bidden, behold, I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and my fatting are killed, and our things and all things are ready, come to the marriage. But they made light of it and went their way, one to his farm, another to his merchandise. And the remnant took his servants and entreated them spitefully and slew them. But when the king heard thereof, he was angry, and he sent forth his army, destroyed those murderers, and burned up their city. Then said he to his servants, the wedding is ready, but they which are bidden were not worthy. Go ye therefore into the highway, and as many as you shall find, bid to the marriage. We want to put a tag right there. We want to just stop right there just for a little bit. And when we look at the word of God that God has given us on this morning, we see that a special invitation was given. And by the way, when Jesus began to speak to the people, he began to speak to them many times by parable. You know, he gave them story. He told them story so that they could understand what he was relating, what he was saying to them. So therefore, here in that 22nd chapter of Matthew, again, Jesus began to give them examples, give them parables. And he told them about, he said, the kingdom of heaven is like a certain king that made a marriage for his son. You know how it is. You know how important that son is, and how when you in expectation for that son or that daughter to get married, you're making preparation and you're inviting the guests, you're inviting people to come, you know, the people that you rub elbows with, the people that you may have known for a very a long time, and maybe your neighbors, your friends, your co-worker, maybe those people that's in your neighborhood that you want to invite to this important event, to the marriage. So we see that the that this king had this special invitation to the marriage of his son. His son was about to be married. His son was about to take on a wife. His son was about to have a celebration in honor of the marriage of he and his wife. He for their family. And I know that it was a horrific time. Just imagine getting the expectation. The ceremony at the invitation, when you give an invitation, that means it's about to happen. It's going to happen soon. So I need your RSV. I need you to reserve your place. I need you to tell me that you are coming to the wedding. So the king had sent forth his servant to call them that were bidden, those that he had, that had the invitation, those that he had sent the invitation to. He had told his servant to call them that were bidden to the wedding, that they could come. See, I invited you, and I'm expecting you to come to the wedding of my son. Again, he sent forth other servants, saying, tell them. Now, let's go back on that third verse again, because I feel that that third verse is so important. It says, and sent forth his servant to call them that were bidden to the wedding, and they would not come. That's why I had to go back there, because the invitation were sent. That meant something to him. That's something special, a landmark in his life, that his son was getting ready to be married. But then he had sent a servant to let them know that it was time for his son to get ready. But they would not come. How would you feel if you give someone an invitation to a certain event, like your children or your child or your son wedding, and the people would not come? So he sent them his servant out again, and he sent them forth other servants, saying, tell them which are bidden Behold, I have prepared my dinner. My oxen, my fatting are killed, and all things are ready. Come to the marriage. In other words, I have prepared a special dinner. I've killed my ox. Oh, we have the steak. And, oh, we have the ham. And, oh, we got the potato salad. And we have the collard greens. And we have a special place for you at the wedding. Whatever they had it together. And all they needed was the guests that they had invited to come. But the word of God tells us in that third verse that they would not come. So therefore, he sent some more out, and he told them about the food that they had prepared. Oh, it must have been a great feast. You could imagine it being something very special. But the word tells us that they made light of it and went their way. Oh, could you imagine again? You're sending out the invitation, and you have sent out one group of people, or have you told somebody special to go out and to tell them about the wedding? And then you call out to let them know that the wedding is ready and tell them that they have all the food that has been prepared for that wedding. And then to know again that they made light of you said or what the servant have said to them in behalf of you. And they still didn't think it special, or they didn't think enough to come to the wedding. They made light of it, and they went their way, one to his farm and another to his merchandise. Oh, in the day's time, one had to go to the shopping center. Oh, one had to go to buy this new car. Oh, one had to go to see this movie that just came, and I got to go see it. They made light of their invitation. They made light of the invitation that was given by the king. And the remnant took his servants and entreated them spitefully and slew them. They not only made light of it, they slew. They entreated spitefully his servant and slew them. They didn't care a thing about him. They didn't care anything about his son. They didn't care anything about his servant, because they mistreated his servant, and they slew his servant. They slew them, the word of God said. But when the king heard thereof, he was angry, and he sent forth his armies and destroyed those murderers and burned up their city. Then said he to his servant, come on, the wedding is ready, but they which were bidden were not ready. Oh, I'm ready to have a wedding for my son. In other words, I have prepared the best for my son. But the ones that I have given a special invitation, the ones that I have invited to this wedding, they refused to come. So therefore, he said to them, go, you therefore, unto the highways, and as many as you shall find, bid to the marriage. The one that I thought was worthy to come, the one that I thought was going to show up, the ones that I thought felt something of me, the one that I thought loved my son, the one that I thought loved my family, one that I thought respected me, they would not come. So he told them, he said, to go, therefore, to the highway, and as many as you shall find, bid to the marriage. In other words, invite them to come to the marriage. So those servants went out into the highways and gathered together as many as they found, both bad and good, and the wedding were furnished with guests. And when the king came in to see the guests, he saw there a man which had not on a wedding garment. And he said to him, friend, how came you into here not having a wedding garment? And he was speechless. Then said the king to his servant, bind him hand and foot and take him away and cast him into the outer darkness, and there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are called, but few are chosen. And I want you to see this as God was giving the parable to the people. He was telling the story to them. I want you to see it vividly. I want you to imagine it in your mind, because this part of it is true. God has said, whosoever will, to let him come. And he also said, for many are called, but few are chosen. Well, God has given us an invitation. For the word of God says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever, that's me, that's you, that's your friend next door, that's that person that stays down the street from you, around the corner. That's that person that lives in that city not too far from you. Well, he said, whosoever will, let him come. It's that person that lives foreign soil. He said, whosoever will, let him come. That he's talking about that liar, that homemonger, that hoochie-coochie child or a person. He says, whosoever will, to let him come. So what is happening, even as I began to get revelation of the word of God, the invitation was given. So therefore, they had time to prepare themselves. They had time to get ready for the wedding. We have time that God has given us that great invitation. God has given us time to prepare ourselves, to prepare our heart, to prepare our mind, to prepare our soul and our spirit. He said, whosoever will, let him come. So the invitation has been extended. The people in the parable, in the story, they had time to get ready. They had time to prepare themselves. Now, in the word, we see that that a man that was there, even at the wedding, did not have a proper garment on. They did not have what they should have had in the wedding. There are people today that they're waiting for the last minute, and they not getting prepared to meet the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Yes, the invitation is to all, no matter who you may be, rich or poor, black or white, girl or boy, man or woman. God has given us an invitation to life, an invitation to be saved, an invitation to come to the great marriage feast. So therefore, here in the word of God, there were people that took it lightly. They didn't take it seriously. They didn't honor the king. They didn't honor for or them even being invited to such a great event. And that is the way that people are today, ladies and gentlemen. It is the same way today. The Bible says he's coming like a thief and a robber. A thief and a robber come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus Christ came that we can have life and have it more abundantly. They refused the invitation. The Bible let us know. If we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in our heart that God has raised him from the dead, the word of God said that we shall be saved. Many is not taking advantage of the invitation. And it's not just an invitation. It's a great invitation. It's an invitation for life. It's an invitation for eternal life. It's an invitation that you can spend eternity with him. Oh, yes, you need to reserve. You need to make sure that you have an invitation to life. I wouldn't go lie down at night and not have an invitation for life. The people, they were extended an invitation for the wedding, for this great event. Oh, there's going to be a great wedding. Oh, there's going to be a day that the bride, that he is coming back for the church. He is coming back. Don't you remember in the 25th chapter of Matthew when the word of God began to tell us about the five virgins, five was wise and five was foolish, and how five of them had oil, and five of them, all of them had oil, but all of them did not have enough. Five was wise, five was foolish, and they didn't have enough of oil in their lives, in their lamps. And here, when Christ, the bridegroom, came, and Jesus Christ is that bridegroom that's coming for the bride, the church. When he's coming back, see, somebody think that the boys and the bricks is the church. No, that is not the church. It's the place where we assemble. It's a place that we worship. It's a place that we get ready. It's a place that we prepare ourselves. It's a place that Jesus told us to assemble ourselves. He said not to get into it, assemble yourself together. That is where we assemble. But no, that is not the church. When the word of God comes within you, you are the church, because of Christ says he coming for a church without spot or blemish. If you look around your church, the building itself, there may be some spots, there may be some blemishes. There may be some things that may be out of order. But when he's talking about the church, we need to prepare ourselves to go back with him, to be with him, to walk with him. And that's a daily walk. And we have to accept what Christ has given us. We cannot say, oh God, I didn't get an invitation. Oh God, you didn't give me one. I didn't see one. I didn't know about the invitation. The invitation of life is going out every day that we breathe, every day that we get up. Somebody is talking about Christ. Somebody is telling us that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. And the special invitation, the reservation, reserve our place with Christ. It gives us that, let us know that we will be walking the streets of gold, and we'll see the gates with the pearls on it. We will see our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. But you need the invitation of life. You need to say yes to God's will and yes to his way. The great invitation, the invitation to Christ Jesus. Don't take the invitation as the people in the 22nd chapter of Matthew, the guests that were invited. They didn't think enough of the king. They did not think enough of him to come to the wedding feast, to come to the wedding. And there are people today that don't think enough of our Lord and Savior to accept his invitation. But oh, today, I want to give you a chance to invite Jesus Christ into your life. For the word of God says that many are called, but few are chosen. Many are called. You see people everywhere. They're called to the marriage. They're called. They have an invitation. They're called, but it's not going to be but few that has been chosen, because many are not taking this life and taking the invitation seriously. They're thinking that I can get into eternal life any kind of way, and that's not so. Remember the spot. Remember the blemish. Remember how the man that was, he got that when he was at the wedding and he did not have the wedding garment on. He didn't have Christ on. And he didn't have the word of God abiding deep down on the inside. You know, God gave us that parable about the man not having been fully dressed. Well, in the spiritual realm, you too will not be able to go in or to spend eternity with Christ because of the fact that you don't have what you need on the inside in order to prepare to spend eternity with the bridegroom. Today, if you're listening to my voice, you may be in Texas, you may reside in Chicago, Illinois, you may be in Washington, D.C., wherever you may live, Christ wants to save you. He wants you to know how important the invitation is to you. And you know what? He didn't just stop. The man, the king, he didn't just stop inviting people because those special people that he invited to come to the wedding that did not come, he did not stop. But what he did was he destroyed those that was mistreating those that he had sent. And he destroyed those that had killed those that he had sent. So I'm saying to you today, just ask the Lord Jesus to come into your life. Just to tell the Lord, you know, Lord, forgive me for my sin. Come into my heart. Save me. Deliver me. God, make me whole. Prepare me for your soon coming. Make my life an example to others, to those unbelievers. Make my life an example so that you can be glorified, that you can be, that you will be exalted, and God, that you will be lifted up. And today, if you ask Christ to come into your life, I want you to know that he will come in right now. He will forgive you for your sins. He will forgive you for your transgressions. He will forgive you for everything that you have done in your life. He will cast it into the sea of forgetfulness, and he will remember it no more. I want you to know that you have an invitation today to be a new creature in Christ Jesus. Old things pass away. All things become new. You have an invitation to get a restoration of your mind, soul, and spirit. For the word of God said, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind through the spirit. God bless you, keep you. I pray that you will go and that you will read this portion of the scripture over and over again to see how they missed the great invitation and how others are missing the great invitation and how you, if you're not saved, will miss the invitation. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, we praise you, we magnify your name. God, we thank you for another opportunity to preach the unadulterated, uncompromising word of God. We thank you, God, for another opportunity to share your word. Father, because your words say that the harvest is plentiful, but the labors are few. I thank you, Father, for being a laborer in the vineyard. I thank you, God, for being one that can go into the harvest. Lord, I ask even now, Lord God, to touch every soul, touch millions and billions of people today. Father God, let their hearts be receptive unto you. God, don't let their hearts be hardened as the men and as the women that were in this parable that God has given us today. God, don't let us take lightly of what you have given us, Lord, but cause us, Father God, to embrace it, Father God, and live this life so that we can live again. May God bless and keep you. May his face shine upon you. May he bless you in your going in, and may he bless you in your coming out. This has been Dr. Mary Smith McCoy from the Hour of Power broadcast. Join us again this week on Friday as God prepares us to preach the word of God to a nation of people that he loves so very much. Have a God-blessed day.